Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And today's a special day because we are finishing the entire book of Proverbs. And to me, that is super exciting and so much wisdom that we've gleaned over these past several weeks. So we are in Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. This is kind of a famous passage about a woman who fears the Lord. My husband has taught on this passage a few times, and he has talked about how she is actually the personification of wisdom, and you see that throughout the book of Proverbs. And so this is actually what wisdom does. We tend to look at it as an actual woman, but how this woman works in her life is how wisdom works itself out in the lives of people. And so think of it that way. Maybe that'll give you a new way and a new perspective of looking at this passage. So here we go. We're in the ESV translation, and it says this: "An excellent wife who can find. She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax, and she works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength, and she makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hands to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this picture of wisdom. And I pray today that we would be industrious like this, not in order to feel better about ourselves, so to speak, but just to honor you with our work, to honor you with the first fruits of everything that you've given us, to give you our hearts and entrust all of the things that we are in charge of into your hands, because ultimately you hold them all. So grateful for that, Lord. Help us to be like this and open our hands to the poor, to really, and I just confess, you know, even as I pray this, that my eyes are not always open to the cries of the poor. I've been a bit insulated. And so, Lord, help me to see. Give me eyes to see what's going on outside my front door, what's going on outside my country, and help me to have empathy for those who suffer in this way. Lord, help me to look to the ways of my household, and I pray that for my friend today too. A household could be one person and a pet. A household could be seven children. A household could be caring for aging parents. It is a wide variety of things, Lord, but help us to look to our household and to care for it well, to be good managers and stewards of what you've given us. Help us to see that as a holy privilege and not a drudgery. And for those who are caretakers today, I pray that you would give them supernatural perseverance and endurance, because what a difficult thing that is to care in day in and day out for those who are maybe not thankful or whose lives and health are deteriorating. Lord, give caregivers supernatural strength today. Lord, we do long to see the people that we love, to that they would rise up and call us blessed. Help us to live in such a way that the people around us would praise us, not for our glory, but for yours, to just show that you are at work in our families and in our friends' lives. Lord, I'm grateful for this last bit of wisdom. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Lord, we live in a culture that only looks at the exterior and only looks at the young and the beautiful. And yet this shows us that that's something that's fleeting. It's, Lord, I know for me, I want to have a beautiful soul. I want my heart and my soul to grow more beautiful day by day. I know my body is decaying every day. I know I'm rushing toward the grave. I know that I have a very short life and that eternity is very, very long. And so I pray that my treasure would be placed in those places where there's eternity and not the things that fade away. Forgive us for being obsessed with how our bodies act or do or look. Instead, Lord, help us to live in such a way that our souls are growing more beautiful every day. And that's a work of you, and we trust you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Now, tomorrow, everything's going to shift. We're going to go through some of the verses from We Too. The book releases the day after tomorrow, and I'm just so excited to be able to pray for those who are survivors of abuse. And it can be sexual harassment, it can be sexual abuse, it could be just anything from the past. And so I'm just going to be spending about a month praying for your healing. And again, you don't have to have my specific story. You can have your own story of past pain. And if you have a friend who has that story, I would just highly recommend that you would send this podcast their way. Show them the app, the Pray Every Day app on iTunes and Google Play, or they can go to prayeveryday.show, or they can just look it up on their Alexa device and listen. I think this is going to be a pretty significant time of prayer for those who are hurting. So I would just admonish you to share it with someone who may need that right now. That's my heart. This podcast is not something that makes me money. It is something I do because I feel like God's called me to do it, and I long to see you set free.